It was a barnstorming win by the mare Vidora on Friday night in the Group 1 Moyer Stakes at Moonee Valley. Her trainer and part owner, Lloyd Kennewell, joining us on Talking Horses this morning. Congratulations, Lloyd. What a win.
Thanks, Joe. Yeah, it was a brilliant night and one that I won't forget in a while, that's for sure.
I bet. And she was pretty unlucky in the race last year, so must have been nice to avenge that loss.
Yeah, it was. I sort of, the old cliche, we get a sore neck if you keep looking backwards, so we try not to think about that run too much. But it was obviously a barnstorming win on Friday night. And she's obviously come right on with it since last preparation, which is great to see.
She was first up on Friday night and had been working well on the track in the lead-up?
She had. She had a jump out at Caulfield and she won by a fair way and was very dominant in that. And then she went to Cranbourne Trials and had a nice soft trial. And yet again, she was also very good in that. So it was great to see both of those under her belt. And then she had a really good gallop at Moonee Valley just to top her off during the week. And she just hadn't put a foot wrong, really, in the last month, which is what you want to see going to a Group 1 race first up.
And coming round the turn, she was absolutely full of running and never in doubt of going on to win the race. She beat some very smart horses, the likes of Brave Smash and Nature's Strip.
Yeah, that's right. She obviously has raced against some really good horses previously, and you never want to underestimate some good horses that come along. And I just got to hope that obviously things keep going right and we can move forward into some nicer races again.
She's notched up a very handy record for herself now. That advances her record to 9 wins and 8 placings from 27 starts. And prize money in excess of $2.5 million, Lloyd. Nice to be her trainer, but also, I'm sure, her part owner.
Yeah, obviously it's a great story. I was on the I'm Invincibles from day one. I had his first stakes runner in Silent Whisper, who was runner-up in the Maribyrnong Plate as a favourite. And that was the first crop and the first horse I bought. He was out of a very ordinary mare, and that enticed me to think that I'm Invincible was the right stallion to jump on board. And I never looked back after that in the second season. I went back and obviously bought Vidora along with about half a dozen others, and I purchased her for $40,000 out of the Adelaide sale, and she was a real standout for me in that sale. I really liked the look of her, but it wasn't until probably 3 years old that we really started to see her coming to her own.
She's got an interesting breeding story. She's the second foal, Lloyd, of the 5-time Melbourne winner at Snowflight, herself a daughter of the Zabeel stallion Columbia, who's very well bred himself, a brother to Octagonal and Moorwad.
Yeah, that's correct. He's obviously Terry Hodgson bred the horse, and he was lucky enough to retain a small share in it when I purchased her from him out of that Adelaide sale. And he was adamant that the broodmare had a good one in her, and I think there's no doubt that he's actually right in saying that, because we've obviously got Vidora out of it. And obviously the bloodlines are very good, even though Columbia hasn't done a hell of a lot, more so the fact the bloodlines are there through the 8 Carat family.
What was it that appealed to you so much when you first looked at her at that Adelaide yearling sale?
Probably the funniest thing that you'll see is that a lot of these individuals that I've had great success with, I've found they've been a little bit backwards as yearlings. And she was one of them. She never looked like being a real big, robust horse that she's turned into now. But I found that out after the first one that I bought, that a lot of them do keep continuing to develop and coming on as 3- and 4-year-olds. And obviously she's gone down that path in that mould. And I just felt that she had plenty of upside. $40,000 was a more than reasonable purchase. And the rest is history after that.
Yeah, she's done so well for you. A 2-time Group 1 winner now, having won, of course, the Winterbottom Stakes last year in Perth for you. What's the plan from here on in? There is a slot available in the Everest. Is that a likely option?
Yeah, so there's obviously a couple of slots up at the moment with Nature's Trip pulling out now. So obviously a couple of slots available and a few other things still happening. So we're just going to make sure that we can do the best thing we can, put our case forward to see if we can get that final slot or final slot. And if that happens, it'll be terrific. It's not be all end all. We've obviously got the Manicato in mind after that. So we obviously clearly want to go to the Everest, and I feel that she's probably the best suited horse and probably the best sprinting mare in Australia at the moment. So we think it's great if we can get her in it.
What an exciting option for you, Lloyd. And this is all very timely, the success you're having with her and the rest of your team having relocated to Melbourne.
Yeah, it's been really good. Obviously, the plan was to try and get off to a good start here. Melbourne's obviously a very competitive market, but we feel that we've got right clients and and the right horses to bring here, and a lot of my clients are already here, existing people. So I just want to grow my brand and business to the next level. The timing finally came to do that, and we've been here obviously about 6 weeks. She's our fourth winner, and obviously to break a big race like a Group 1 of Moya Stakes and the status really puts her up in lights, as well as myself, and obviously Joe, who's one of my best mates and rides her, he rode her an absolute treat. So it's worked out very well.
Yeah, couldn't ask for a better start, Lloyd. And what about the scenes of jubilation after she won last night? That was something to see.
Yeah, it was. It was unbelievable. It was. I think we've seen those scenes a little bit on the Gold Coast and a little bit in Perth as well. I actually said on another radio program last night, it was like feeding time at the zoo. It was very full on, and you wouldn't have wanted to have got caught up in the middle of it. I was up in the top of the grandstand watching it coming down, and I like to go and sit on my own and watch the races, and it was great to see everyone enjoy that like that after the race.
Mm. And have you raced with that band of owners much before in the past?
I know a fair few of them. A few of them I have raced horses with, and there actually is a fairly new crew in there as well. I put a couple little syndicates together from Adelaide, and they're from all walks of life, all over the state. And it was the first horse I put them into. They've now got about four or five horses, and they're very involved, very active. And there's also a lot of boys from Melbourne in the horse, including Nick Lovett from racing.com, and some really good people in the horse. So everyone's enjoying the ride that she's taken us on, and a lot of people aspire to win a Group 1, and they all finally achieved that result with relief in the Winterbottom, and now they got to enjoy it again last night.
And how's she pulled up since the run?
Really good. Very happy with her. She seems in really good order, and I couldn't fault her this morning. She's obviously trotted out freely, looks good, and obviously we're hoping we can just try and strike a deal to get her into the Everest now.
Yeah. Well, you've got a busy week ahead getting all of that sorted. All the best of luck with the negotiations there, and if you do make it, we'll be cheering you on.
Thanks very much, Joe.
Okay, that's Lloyd Kennewell, the trainer and also part owner of the star mare Vidora, winning the Group 1 at the Valley on Friday night, now possibly Everest bound.